Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Magnificent Thursday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity as we get lost in therapeutic music. Lord have mercy. And today's artist spotlight, a very gifted vocalist, and she goes by the name of Miss Lauren Chase. New hit single, So Glad You're Here. And we are streaming live via iTunes. Also, yeah, on iHeartRadio. It's a beautiful thing. So without further ado, on behalf of the Zone family, and of course, the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the super talented Lauren Chase. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for the wonderful introduction.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Love your voice.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to tell you something. It's always refreshing when my staff is able to locate a hidden gem. And they said, well, Teddy Bear, you definitely have to check this young lady out. I said, well, what's her name? Her name is Lauren Chase. I said, so what she does, she sings. I said, what, does she sing or does she sing? She sang Teddy Bear. I said, okay, well, let me hear what she has. Let me hear what the vibe she's throwing down. So I took a listen and I said, yes, she does, Lord. She does sing. Lord have mercy. Oh. So glad
well,
you're here.
Well, that is
yes,
the best compliment you could have given me. I appreciate that so much.
No,
so how's it over there in Houston right now?
Hot. Extremely. We're dealing with a heat wave. But it's okay. As long as you're vibing here and everybody's tuning in, we're going to get through this. But the only issue that I have with you, talented young princess, you're going to tease us with a slice of cheesecake. When can we expect an EP or an album from you?
So with streaming now, you know, I think I'm going to do a bunch of singles. You know, I don't want to put out everything too much. I want Teddy Bear to keep coming back.
Yes, Lord.
So... So, you know, my whole project is about mental health, and I really, you know, as I'm learning more about, you know, the things I really want to speak about and I think that really need to be shared and resonating with other people, I'm hoping to do one every few weeks. My producer and manager, Chris, is helping me put together all the songs that I've done. Since December, I've recorded about 12 songs, so we're kind of piecing them together, deciding which one we want to talk about first and doing the lyric video, and that'll be coming out in the next few days, so I'm excited about that.
All right.
So we'll see how it goes.
You know what? I'm waiting with bated breath because, again, you know, when you bring something to us, it's just like, okay. She has the chops, so let's see what else. She's going to bring us a full course meal. So I'm going to be patient. Great things come to those who wait.
Yeah, you got to stick yourself out for sure.
There you go. We're going to go vegan a little while, family, but that's okay. We're going to get the full meal. It's all right. For those who are not familiar on who Lauren Chase is, how would you best describe yourself as an artist? And also, what do you feel you bring differently to the table that other new upcoming artists are not bringing?
So if you don't know me, I would love to get to know you as well. I'm a recovering redneck from Florida, and I live in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And I come from a hunter and fisherman and very logic brain people. So I, you know, my message really is I'm learning as well. And I think, you know, one of the questions I ask so many people that I meet is like, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, it doesn't matter how old you are, but if money was no object, like what would you be doing? And I get so many different answers from people of what they're actually doing. And I feel like, why does that have to be? So I think what I bring differently to the table is more of a transparency and understanding that we are exactly who we want to be. And we need to step into our power and like really just declare that. And I think that we'll be able to do anything we want and be able to move mountains.
You know what? I want to take it back a little bit. You mentioned something that to me is a very key element to everyone's persona or personality, transparency.
Mm-hmm.
All of us can be very challenged as far as showing that or allowing people in to a side of us that we protect with so much, mm-hmm. so much monumental effort. For you, how important is it to you to show that side of you to the listening public? Because we live in a digital age and we have so many quote unquote, I don't like to use the term fans. I like to use the term mm-hmm. friends, supporters. They want so much.
Oh my gosh,
so
like the same person.
Yeah. You know, they want the same thing. They want so much of you. How have you managed to kind of, have you thought about going about the aspect as far as how to manage both, as far as keeping your personal life personal, keeping something to yourself, but also still allowing the listeners in?
You know, that's such a gray area because being a Gemini and a middle child, you don't really hold anything in. You know what I mean?
Right.
No, but I think it's important to be transparent and really give all of yourself to your listeners because as, you know, we want to be in this entertainment business because we're vulnerable enough to really kind of bring light to things that I don't think people really give the effort or time to even think about. And it's a different kind of perspective. So, you know, I think more than anything, it's important to me to use my platform to, you know, really bring light to what I feel like people aren't willing to do. So being able to, I mean, honestly, I think for me, I don't really keep that much separate because it's something I'm just so passionate about that that's really my main goal is to be vulnerable enough in what is personally happening because we're all going through something. And I think to hold it back really is just a shame and an opportunity missed, in my opinion.
Without question. And on today's music, an artist, especially an independent artist, is only as strong as their team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's imperative that you not only have a great producer who understands you and gets you, but also you have supportive of you to make sure that your music is getting out there.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've seen so far, the listeners are loving the new single. The feedback has been fantastic. How have you been able to take all this in such a short period of time?
You know, I've been performing my whole life and I did have a prior EP up that, you know, I love and cherish as my first one and, you know, rebranding and really deciding what I want my story to be, has been just a really awesome opportunity that people are really resonating with it. And I think my favorite part is that, you know, it's really, raised awareness for some people that have reached out to me that I wouldn't have expected to. So I'm honored to be able to be the voice, literally and figuratively, of what I think needs to be spoken about. You know, I think with, unfortunately, all the gun violence we've been having and people not really having an outlet to share how they're truly feeling and trying to save face so much of the time that the impulsivity of feeling alone and feeling like no one's going to validate the fact that, you know, they're here and I think if people would start talking about more of their problems and why we are here, I think that's when change will actually come. You know, so it's a lot bigger than me. So I don't think I'm excited and I'm thrilled that people are listening, but I'm more excited for what's to come in the sense of really having everybody kind of look within and really just grow into who they're meant to be.
Okay. How can I approach this? What I'll say is this. I totally agree with what you're saying. My thing is that I think we've gotten so caught up in the digital age, social media,
right,
that
mm-hmm.
we've lost the art of communication. It's much right. easier to text somebody than actually pick mm-hmm. up a phone and see how they're doing. So you have a lot right. of people out there that are, they could be surrounded by 50 billion different people and still feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
No one that they feel they can turn to and communicate with or say, hey, look, I'm going through something right now. I just need somebody to talk to. I need somebody to listen to me. Music
right.
is such a powerful instrument. It has always been a powerful instrument to unite
mm-hmm.
so many different people. It has no color lines. And one of the things I love about your music and the new single is that it has such a broad range to reach so many different people, because
mm-hmm.
no artist that I've had the pleasure of speaking with, no one wants to have a label put on them. No one wants to be put into a box. So what I would like to know from you, and I know a lot of listeners would like to know, how would you describe your music for someone just now listening or finding out about you, hearing about you? How would you describe Lauren Chase as a musician, as an artist?
As a musician and as an artist, I'd like them to think of my journey as redemption, not me as a whole, but the idea of what I'm trying to put out that's bigger than me. When they think of me, I would love for them to know that I'm somebody that's approachable and willing and more than willing to help direct people in the path of like licensed professionals that can help them with what they're going through. So I'd really like people to think of me as a network to really helping them grow and getting the help that they need and so deserve.
Mental health has always been a very taboo, quote unquote, subject.
Correct.
In our society, unfortunately, because people like to put a stigma on it. And I said, hey,
mm-hmm.
look, you know, I'd rather be able to speak to someone than sit up and hold a conversation by myself, because
right.
I'm afraid somebody might answer back, and that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. So, I definitely get it. I've always separated the two between being a singer and a vocalist, and I listen to you,
mm-hmm.
and you are definitely a vocalist. Now, you said you grew up in Florida, quote unquote, redneck hunting and things of that nature. Only person I even remotely know that does that is Ted Nugent, but that's another time.
Well, I'll tell you, my dad will be the first to tell you, I was the one in the buggy that as soon as they got close, I would scream to all the animals to run. So, you know, they called me Hollywood with my rhinestone glasses inside the buggy. So I'm telling you, I definitely did not belong there. But, you know, all of these things that I'm speaking of are not me being holier than thou. Everything you
right.
are speaking about is something I've gone through and I'm still going through. Codependency and, you know, being in a room and still feeling alone. And that's such a normal feeling to have as a human. And I feel like even myself, I know I'm not alone, yet I still feel alone sometimes. And, you know, that's okay. And I feel like people, especially in the social media world now, everyone's a celebrity, you know, and
right.
I feel like people are so seeking validation from their Instagram page than really what their purpose is. Because, you know, going out after a night and coming home by yourself, it's like, what now? Like, what now? You know, and you can only dig through your void so much until there's nothing left. And, you know, that's really where I am I lost my mom 4 years ago. So my first EP was like a voicemail of hers and, you know, really going through my grief. And I gave myself that time to really feel that and let it be, you know, the worst thing ever. And it doesn't mean that it's ended now. I've gone through it. It's going to be something that's going to be with me forever, but it's more of allowing grief to be my friend as opposed to avoiding it. And I think in whatever mental health capacity or thing that you're dealing with, you're going to have to invite that thing in your life before it consumes you.
It can be very challenging because I know for me, excuse me, I know I lost my mother. My mother passed away in 1989. Mm-hmm. And there's not a day that does not go by that I don't think about her or I feel her presence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people, and also just a little segue when you mentioned as far as Instagram or just social media in general, I think a mm-hmm. lot of us look for that instant gratification. Like you said,
right.
you're around. Yeah, it's like people, they notice me. I exist.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to the extremes to promote ourselves in a way to me that are not dignified and being looked upon in the wrong way. For you, you are a very attractive young lady. How do you separate the idea of somebody's really into you for your music or they're just trying to get something out of you?
Right. Well, of course, living in LA and honestly anywhere, you're going to run into those people.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of social media, I recently had deleted the 3,000 photos I had on there because I had no photos for a really long time because I just, it was interesting to see how many people were, where did you go? You know, all of a sudden I quote unquote disappeared. From like life and it's like, I'm here more than ever. And, you know, it was just kind of like a realization to me of how, to use the word again, transparent social media has become to kind of disengage in what life is. And, separating, you know, I used to compete in pageants. So, you know, I really feel like the Miss America organization really prepped me for that. And that's something that I'm super grateful for. I didn't grow up doing pageants. My college, I thought it was a talent show. I didn't realize it was like a preliminary to Miss America. I kind of just like fell into it and like loved all the girls there and, you know, got bitten by the bug before I aged out at 24, which is, you know, pretty bonkers to age out of anything at 24. But, you know, it's kind of one of those, you know, I really give it to my mom. You know, she was the one who was, you know, other parents were trying to tell you not to talk to strangers and we were talking to them on the bus, you know, we talked to everybody. We wanted to know everyone's story. And, you know, I really appreciate the way that my mom raised me. You know, the CEO and the janitor are treated the exact same way. And, you know, I really feel like you feel the energy of people and you can understand like a big thing that I've learned from Florida to California is people are confused by my politeness and they're like, what do you want? I'm like, I just wanted to know your name, really. So you definitely have to separate yourself. But I think for me, I've given myself that time to really be confident in my insecurities, if that even makes sense.
Oh, absolutely.
I know where my weaknesses are and I know what I'm being shown that I still need to work on. So there is that safety of social media where you don't know where I am. But at the same token, it's, you know, it's really being confident in yourself. And, you know, there's so many different layers of mental health that go into a human that I feel people label it as such a disability, quote unquote, as opposed to, you know, if I had diabetes and I took insulin, you wouldn't give me, you know, two thoughts about it, you know, two pennies of your info or whatever. But, you know, it's something so different because we expect our minds to do what they're supposed to do involuntarily. And sometimes they don't. And we really have to be sensitive and tune into ourselves to know what we want and understand that people might not be on their journey. in that respects and be more attracted to you because of that, because they desire those feelings and that confidence. And I feel like once you're on that journey, you really start to see the difference in helping someone as opposed to taking on their burden and really trying to fix them, so to speak.
And at any time, can it become somewhat overwhelming because your message is so thought-provoking and it has substance behind it, and you have somebody that may try to send you a DM on Instagram and say, hey, look, I want to thank you because it's like you understand me. You get me. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't think anybody really understood what I was going through from an emotional standpoint, and your music has done something to me where I feel relieved. When somebody comes to you in that aspect, how are you able to deal with that? Because that's a lot of responsibility to know that your music is that powerful and able to reach out and touch people in that aspect.
I think it's really important for myself and my amazing therapist who's helped me with this as well to really realize that this is why I wanted to do what I'm doing with my music. It was kind of like, you know, it needed more of a purpose. I know that God had called me to Los Angeles to speak and use my voice, but I know it's bigger than me. And, you know, that has already happened, you know, where people have felt attracted to me because of the message and they're feeling validated. So immediately they're drawn in more of a romantic aspect that they feel is happening, but it's actually a feeling of, you know, comfort or not alienated anymore. And, you know, I always am, you know, thankful that they've received the message. And, you know, sometimes they give me a little bit more information what they've been struggling with, which I appreciate because then I am able to, like, direct them to a professional. And sometimes I'll even point out it's and indirectly, not be like, this is how you feel. Like, but I always say that I'm not, you know, I'm not a professional. I'm not a medical professional. I can't tell you how you're feeling, but this is where I would start. I love to read. I love to knit. So like besides my book collection, I have my Audible collection so I can knit while I listen. And it's just been something that I've, you know, it's interesting. I didn't want to learn very much in school and now I want to learn everything, you know, and it's all about perspective. I didn't feel like in school I was going to really learn anything that I needed because I was going to go to LA and be a singer. And I think I was originally signed and, you know, seeing what the quote unquote industry was like is not something I wanted to be a part of, at least with the crowd I was introduced to. And it kind of got me thinking about what I'm dealing with and why I'm feeling so empty and feeling a void in, you know, this town. Or, you know, I would go into producer sessions and before they hear my music, how many followers do you have? So it's one of those things where it's like you really want to proclaim what you're going to do. And I feel like that kind of went hand in hand because, you know, even after an interview or something, I would go home and be like, now what? Now what do I do to validate myself or create more of a career and success? But I don't feel like success is what we think the American dream is. I feel like success is really understanding who we are as an individual and the success of feeling our happiness inside and being able to help other people. And
Because I mean, how many people have you seen that have been ultra successful monetarily and still miserable, still unhappy? A void, a big void. To me, the way you describe your music, I use the analogy like Linus's blanket, safe and sound, comfy, comfy
absolutely.
And cozy. You know, everybody wants to, they want to feel that way. And I think it's imperative when you have an artist that has the God-given ability to reach and touch so many people in a positive way. It's definitely a beautiful experience. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the incredibly talented Lauren Chase. We got some callers on the line, so let's get to it. We're going to area code 941. You're on the line with the teddy bear and Lauren Chase. Caller, what's your name and what's your question? Go right ahead.
Hi, Lauren. I'm from Florida, too. My name's Nicole. I was just wondering,
hi, Nicole.
Your song, hi, do you have any hidden meanings in your songs?
Oh, girl, yes, ma'am.
I talked about transparency and vulnerability, and I didn't know if maybe there's some hidden stuff in there, too.
Oh, my goodness. Where do we start? We might just have to talk. Because, you know, So Glad You're Here has so many different meanings. You know, teddy bear, you don't know all of that about me, but we can go into that as well. But, you know, I am a victim, but I am not victimized. And a lot of those things, domestic violence, I'm a mental health patient myself. I think there's so many things that, you know, we really belittle ourselves and have a lot of self-sabotage that kind of go into play of, you know, making ourselves feel small. So I think instead of looking into the mirror a lot of the times and being like, oh, I hate this. Why did I say that the other day? And just really putting ourselves down, looking in the mirror and being like, you know, whatever happened, like, you're still here. Like, I'm so glad you're still here. And that imagery is for myself, but also looking in the mirror and being happy that people are getting help with thoughts of suicide. And, you know, it's a big meaning for me, and I appreciate that question because it's so much bigger than what that song could have been. And shout out to Rachel West, who wrote the song with me. She is a bomb songwriter and just a bomb girl. She's just, you know, incredible. And brainstorming this with her, we had so much more we wanted to say that, you know, we try to encapsulate it, but that's what I hope the next singles coming out will be able to unfold a little bit more of the story.
Well, you're amazing, and I really love the song.
Oh, thank you. You're amazing. I appreciate
you,
Teddy.
All right. We're going to area code 747. You're on with the teddy bear and, of course, the very talented Lauren Chase. Caller, what's your name and what's your question? Go right ahead.
Hey, Lauren. My name is Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa.
I love your song. And I just had simple question. If you had a nickname that you go by.
Oh, gosh. depends on who we're talking to. you know, I'm
as an
older
artist.
Than Lauren. Oh, as an artist? Oh. Nickname. Girl, you stumped me. I mean, LC. I'm older than Lauren Conrad, so I guess I could say LC. but I mean, if you want to give me one, I'm all ears.
Lauren.
What?
Laurie is a cute one.
Laurie. All right, I'm in.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's a good question. I'm going to have to brainstorm it. But Laurie, I'm so into that right now. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Laurie.
Thank you, babe. Thank you, Vanessa.
We're going to area code 949. You're in the zone, vibing with Lauren Chase and, of course, the teddy bear. Caller, what's your name? What's your question? Go right ahead.
Hey, teddy bear and Lauren. My name is Matrix, and I actually have two questions, if I could get them in.
Go right ahead.
Yeah.
The first question is, my questions have changed as I listen to your interviews, so I think I got my two, but one, what is your ideal fan, whether it's social media or Spotify or any of those?
My ideal fan?
Yeah.
I don't really think that a fan comes from a different place of social media, but my ideal fan is someone that's really reaching out to better themselves and not saying that I'm, you know, someone that can help you with that, but someone that's willing to grow with me and find other avenues of what needs to be talked about and a lot of different areas that I feel can be enlightened. So I don't know if that answers your question, but my ideal fan would be someone that's wanting to be interactive and giving me advice because I'm not perfect. And like I said, I'm not a professional. So, you know, give
you know
me a
what?
Shout out. Let's talk about it.
Fan, that name, sounds so generic. The teddy bear cannot deal.
I know.
With the
yeah,
sounds,
I'm more
yeah,
of like a friend.
Generic. Yeah.
That's when you said that. I was like, we're the same person. Yeah. I just want friends.
And the young lady that called earlier and was trying to give you a nickname, Lauren already has a nickname. The teddy bear has dubbed her Princess Chase. Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you. I like that. I'll put my crown on every morning.
There you go. There you go. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. You can catch up with Lauren on her Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/ Lauren Chase. Yes, Lord. So it is written. So it shall be done. So glad you're here. The new hit single. Tell the listeners about the single. Please enlighten us. Share with us.
Yes, absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to share So Glad You're Here with you. So Glad You're Here is a song that I wrote with Rachel West. And it's about all the adversity that we've overcome in our lives and will continue to overcome and tackle about, you know, whether you have mental illness or not, things that you're going to have to look into the mirror and decide how you reacted to it and whether or not you're going to stand tall and try again or you're going to succumb to those wounds and injuries that you've endured. And I think standing tall and looking into the mirror and saying, so glad you're here, is something that's really important. Even if you don't like entirely love everything that you've ever done or people have belittled you or gaslighted you to make you feel like you are inferior, or even, you know, your family or people that you truly trust that have really alienated you and isolated you from your reality and your truth. This song is for anyone that's ever felt any of these feelings and beyond, knowing that it's okay to not be okay and it will be okay.
Without question, and it definitely resonates through the new hit single. And I just want to let the listeners out there know that I'm kind of dating myself a little bit. If you really want to get a true idea of what this song represents, I want you to go check out a video by REM called Everybody Hurts. And I think you'll really get a crystal clear idea on what this song represents. So without further ado, far be it from the teddy bear to deprive the listeners with some music. Let's get into it. The new hit single from the incredibly talented Lauren Chase. So glad you're here. Vibing in the zone of LOTO Radio. Oh, my pleasure, my queen.
We made it, we did it, we got out, we lived it, falling down a few million times on the way. Give it up, give it up, that's what they told me to do. Less you'll regret taking a chance. They say play it safe. I've been fighting for my life this whole time, not afraid to shoot for what's mine. Won't give up, won't give up. Hover in my ears, talking to myself like, we made it, we did it, we got out, we lived it. Falling down a few million times on the way, but I'll always get up again. I'm still standing right. lunatic. That's what they told me. You can't hang for your rage. Go back to what they told you to do. Breaking down just made me stronger. Had to put myself together. Dear mama, I won't give up. Lover in my ears, talking to myself like, we made it, we did it. We got out, we lived it. Falling down a few million times on the way, but I'll always get.
Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Tidal, Deezer, and if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by in a respectful manner. Support this very talented independent artist on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LaurynChase, often imitated but never quite duplicated. Princess, it has definitely been a beautiful experience. Thank you so much for joining me and
the
rest of the crew.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Honestly, this was super fun, and it's so nice to get to know you as well, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
Not a problem. When can we expect to see some live performances from you? Because we would definitely love for you to come down to Houston and perform in the studio.
Oh, I would love that. We have two more singles that are going to come out, and then I'm hopefully going to release a little idea of a tour. So I will definitely keep you in the loop for sure and be one of my first stops down there to see you.
Lord have mercy. When it's ready, like Grandma's cookie, maybe a little soft and not completely thoroughly fixed. Send it in. We'll definitely debut
it. Little doughy.
Yes, Lord.
Absolutely. Perfect.
Yes, Lord. Keep it soulful, Princess, and much continued success, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Teddy Bear. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
All the time. The very talented Lauryn Chase here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. I tell you, family, talent is everywhere. Seek and ye shall find. Got to take a little quick doing too. Got to pay some bills, pay the cost to be boss, even when you're vibing in the zone. But Loriana May with, Marvelous, each and every day, even on a Thursday here. LTO Radio, Lord have mercy.
is marvelous. If you happen to love the person that you're having sex with, that's tremendous. But I really see a complete separation in the two, but totally unrelated.
Written in the wind, dark through the time, the language stays a stream, the unspoken truth, words that are never said, but somehow we know it's not what in the head. Here on this carousel, we're going round and round, finding each other in different worlds, knowing that we're meant to leave. Go on and dream. While night time finds the sun, the sun reminds its wings, counting the raindrops fall. I feel complete, not nervous anymore. No, it's not real. Thinking it's more than love. Maybe the fantasy will be reality. Somewhere waiting is our destiny. Way out in space, where we're free. It's deeper. It's written in the wind. It's deep. Yeah. So deep. Darling, it's deeper. So much deeper.
Non-reversal, as your sweetness covers. for the judge to slam the gavel, and for us to sign on the dotted line. Oh, tell me, baby, where did our love go? Is it lost somewhere in space or time? And all I want to know is, where did our love go?
Today to this courthouse. But one while I got a little smile on my face because I was thinking about when we first met, the first time I ever saw you. And you was walking past me and I said, hey girl, you forgot something. Come here and let me comb your hair. And you looked at me and we started laughing and then we went to sit down and had lunch. And next thing I knew, we was getting married and we was raising kids and buying a house and just having a good old time. And then somehow I started drinking. I started hanging out with my friends, staying out all night, girl, gambling, not paying the bills. Oh, baby. And you told me, you said, Lenny, you better straighten up because you're going to lose your good thing. And somehow, I don't know what it was. Maybe I just wasn't listening, girl, but I kept on doing wrong. Oh, baby. One day I came home. I came home and you was gone. Girl, I looked in the kitchen and all the pots and pans were gone. I looked in the closet and all your clothes were gone. And then I went to the kids' room and the computers and their books were gone, girl. And I sat down on the couch and put my head in my hands and I cried, baby. To myself and I start going to church. I call the pastor. I start going to counseling. I start reading books about how to get myself together. And let me tell you, girl, don't leave
Lord have mercy, where did our love go? Lenny Williams still in the game. Yes, Lord. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, that's all for the Teddy Bear. Until tomorrow afternoon, yeah, won't you join us live once again? Another talented artist. Her name is BB. Lord have mercy. New EP. Is that all right? Absolutely. Each and every day, 365 days in a year, including leap year. Lord have mercy. As at 1 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for those who missed the interview in its entirety, no need to fear. We got you covered from each and every angle. All you have to do is pull up that app on your phone. We're on iHeartRadio. Type in LOTL, The Zone, and we got you also on iTunes, Apple, Spotify, Podbean, TuneIn, type in the same words, and we got you. And again, a very special thank you to Miss Lauren Chase. Thank you again, my love. Super talented young artist. And be sure, family, to get that new single, So Glad You're Here, and be on the lookout for some new music. She's going to be releasing singles periodically, and as I said before, when it's ready, she's going to send it here. We're going to debut it here first. That's what we do. Yes, Lord. So it is written. So it shall be done. Until tomorrow afternoon, gonna leave you with the icon, my man, Prince Rogers Nelson. Yeah, of course, with the Revolution, Bobby, Mark, Wendy, Susan, Lord have mercy, Des Dickerson, Andre Simone, at the beginning, and Dr. Fink, the Revolution, Purple Rain, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I'd like to dedicate this to my father, Francis L. It's a song the girls in the band wrote, Lisa and Wendy. Purple rain.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.